It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
The Cleveland Browns had a moment in the sun where they looked like they'd be a competent franchise.
I don't remember that.
They did. Their defense last year was incredibly good in spite of Deshaun Watson's arm completely falling off, and they did just enough to be pesky, you know, and they seemed to be built on the back of their defense with Miles
Garrett.
Just
enough to be pesky. Look, Kevin Stefanski is a good coach.
Yes.
He's a good coach.
He's a great coach.
Yeah, Nick Chubb is a great running back.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a lot. They had a lot kind of going for them, but they had a 225-pound anchor of piss and vinegar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In Deshaun Watson, that has now is going to be out for at least a year. He suffered a non-contact rupture of his Achilles, which, look, I'm not going to cheer an injury of anybody not named like Adolf Hitler.
I will. I'll cheer it. Good.
No, it's not
good. No. It is good.
No. Like cheering when somebody.
Sorry,
gets
he's a
hurt.
Terrible person and a terrible human being.
He is. I don't feel bad for Deshaun Watson,
no.
But I do not like the cheering of
I guess
of
that's
injuries.
What I'll say. Yes, I'm sorry. Like, maybe I shouldn't like cheer, but I don't feel bad.
No, and that's the thing is like,
so
instead you had 70,000 people cheering when he went down. Because it was pretty evident what had happened. When you have the non-contact Achilles rupture and your leg just stops working, you kind of know.
Yeah, I don't wish good things to happen to Deshaun Watson.
No,
at all.
You don't have to.
But I don't wish that people get... Well, I... There's very,
sorry,
very,
I kind of do.
Few. I don't wish injuries upon anybody, and I don't. I won't cheer when somebody gets hurt like that because, look,
that's a life-altering injury.
Yeah. Well, it's life-altering damage that he did to a lot of women. Too.
Exactly. That's why I don't.
But
feel bad.
I just won't say yay.
Yeah.
For that, I just don't. I don't feel bad for him. There's a lot of guys I feel bad for. I feel bad for Tua.
Yeah.
Hell, I feel bad for Brandon Ayuk, who
probably
looks like
tore his ACL.
Yeah,
sure. I feel bad for those guys.
I feel bad for Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
And what happened with him.
Yep.
I don't feel bad for Deshaun Watson, but I'm not going to sit there and cheer for anybody to get hurt.
And
you guys are better men than I am, I guess.
Thank you. Thanks.
Because I will cheer for it. Sorry, he's terrible.
But then you had his teammates. Jameis Winston and Myles Garrett both get up in the post game, and do we have Myles?
Yeah, we got them both.
Myles Garrett's, you just got to hear it if you haven't heard it.
No one deserves that. I've seen him work his ass off to, get back here, in here, and put a smile on his face, and try to put everything that's outside the facility behind him. Death threats, people coming to his house, people, going after his family. No, like I said, no one deserves that. And I hate using the word deserves. I'm usually, pretty consistent saying earned. He hadn't earned it and he doesn't deserve it. No, man does pretty much everything right. He's been a model citizen through college and most of the pros. He plays the game as hard as anyone I've seen. Puts everything on the line, willing to throw his body out there, and he plays the game at 100 miles per hour, and there's a risk of being injured, and that he took that risk. But we have to be there for him as a team, as an organization. We can't look down on a guy because of any mistakes on the field or anything off the field. We don't have anything. We don't have any more high ground to look down on a guy.
First of all, through most of his career, he's been a solid citizen that's doing some serious work. Yes, you do have the moral high ground, and you should have the moral high ground to stand up and talk down to sexual offenders.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Yeah.
And you and I were talking about this before the show, and there's a difference between reality and locker rooms. And you can say the same thing for reality and barracks when you're in the military. It's very, very, very similar because, to be blunt, people that play professional sports, not all of them, there are some, and the same is true of in the military, are some of the most disgusting, awful, vile, rotten humans you will ever be around for different reasons. In the NFL, it's money.
And then there's Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. In the military, it's a lot of times it comes from socioeconomic backgrounds and the world that you kind of live in. It can those two environments don't accept, but they ignore a lot of the stuff that makes people terrible because of what happens in those locker rooms. Mm-hmm. And the figuratively going to war in football and the literal going to war in the military. And it takes people like Myles Garrett. We'll hear from Jameis Winston here in just a second. And it warps your brain.
I mean,
I'm not excusing it, but it's a thing that does happen.
There is so much cringe in what Myles Garrett is saying there, all the way through from start to finish. And truly what it is the cult of a locker room.
Yes.
And it is the everything that we do is to pull in the same direction. Mm-hmm. And we will put a lot of things aside because you are told in a locker room, I have to put aside any differences that I have with a person because we have a goal of the people within this locker room and on this team. And that cult of a locker room can go too far. This is like what they mean by it goes too far.
This is because leaps and bounds beyond it.
It is the excusing the inexcusable is what is happening. And look, this started with the Cleveland Browns' willingness to bring Deshaun Watson into the locker room. Mm-hmm. When they brought Deshaun Watson from Houston to Cleveland, knowing everything that is going on, okay, they said, we are going to accept this, and now you guys have to internalize this because of that locker room cult that every team has, that this is how we are going to be successful.
We remember this with the locker room with the Ravens, with Ray Rice. And recently, and obviously less grotesque situation, with Harrison Butker and the Chiefs. It doesn't matter. Right, left, white, black, doesn't matter what it is.
Well, you see it in the other part of that is what we talked about at the beginning of this hour with Tua and the Miami Dolphins, right? The cult of the locker mm-hmm. room, and that I will do absolutely everything I can for these guys in the common goal that we are all pulling for. Tua is putting his health and his safety in the rearview mirror.
The only time this ever jumped the shark is
that comment from Myles Garrett.
Well, no, Aaron Hernandez. Yeah. When all the other teammates put their hands up, like, yep, nope, we're good. Yeah. We want nothing to
Distancing themselves.
And Mohsin Mohamed.
Yeah,
like those are the two.
Ray Carruth.
Ray Carruth. Yeah. Like when there's murder, death, kill, 187, like that's the one place where you consistently see the line drawn. But other than that, like
he was a model citizen
of his pro career.
What?
Like again, doing heavy lifting.
Golly.
We were up to 27 counts of sexual assault, a recent one that's going to probably go to trial.
What is Myles Garrett's thought on the late O.J. Simpson? Like, most of his life, he was okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
Except for the killing.
He sold the hell out of some rental cars.
Golly.
He was really good at that, running through the airport.
Oh, let's not forget the armed robbery, which is the thing he actually went to jail for.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like, Al Capone and tax evasion.
I just, that rationalization is beyond me. But
we know where it comes from.
I understand where they get to that point, right? I would love to hear what, Amari Cooper, who just got traded out of there, what he says. Like, what is
he
saying?
Now that he's not in that locker room?
Yeah, he's not there anymore.
That truth serum's probably pretty good.
We could probably hear from Jameis Winston if we wanted to.
Do you want to hear from Jameis?
Do we need to save that for after the break?
Yeah, let's go to break. You want to hit on this some more?
I do.
All right, let's hit on this some more when we come back. Deshaun Watson has gone down with a ruptured Achilles. He'll likely be out for a year or close to. And with that injury, you had a raucous fandom in Cleveland that decided to come out and cheer Deshaun Watson's injury, which has stoked plenty of conversation. But his teammates, notably Myles Garrett in the postgame, and then Jameis Winston again in the postgame, addressing what they felt was not deserved slight at their quarterback, Deshaun Watson.
The way I was raised, I was taught to love no matter the circumstances.
Oh boy.
Especially for people who do right by you.
Did somebody
I'm grateful die? That I had a chance to serve Deshaun, but I am very upset with the reaction to a man that has had the world against him for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
And he put his body and life on the line for this city.
Really?
Every single day, regardless of your perception, regardless of what you thought should happen with him, he committed every single day that I've been here to be the best that he can be for this team. And I know I come from the Deep South, Birmingham, Alabama, Bethlehem, Alabama. So I know the standard that hungry fans want. But the way I was raised, I will never pull on a man when he's down. But I will be the person to lift him up. And that, all of us have unique experiences. All of us have circumstances, conditions, and facts that we face every single day. And I pride myself in being a man of increase and being a man that wants the best out of everybody. I tell myself every morning, what I want for myself, I want for everyone. And I do not want the treatment that Deshaun Watson has received from these passionate fans. I know you love this game. So when I first got here, I knew these were some amazing fans. But Deshaun was treated badly. And now he has to overcome another obstacle. So I'm going to support him. I'm going to lift him up. And I'm going to be there for him. Okay. Because I see the way he fights. I see the way that he works. And I know who he is as a person and as an NFL quarterback. And that's all I have to say to address him. I'm sending up my prayers. I already prayed for his leg, and I will continue.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what Jameis is trying out for more, his deaconship or on First Things First.
Look, because both Myles Garrett and Jameis Winston could have just said, you don't have to like Deshaun Watson, but don't boo somebody when they get injured. That's the way I was raised. You know, and if
and kept it at
if
that.
Jameis Winston is sitting there like, I'm gonna lift people up. It's like, dude, maybe you should think about who you're lifting up right now, because there's about 27 women that would disagree on the human and the person that you're talking about with Deshaun Watson. Just spare me this crap.
And I mean, it also, look, Jameis has done pretty good on the whole rehab tour thing. Jameis Winston is also a guy who should maybe sit this one out. This is a guy with sexual assault and rape allegations in his past.
Yeah.
So maybe sit this one out, buddy.
Yep, I don't.
Offer your prayers. Say, hey, don't cheer for a guy getting injured, and maybe leave it at that.
Yeah. I mean,
let's not speak on the character of people.
Like, I don't feel bad for Deshaun Watson. I'm just not a person that's going to cheer.
Not in the slightest.
I'm not going to cheer when he gets injured, because I don't do that when anybody gets injured. But I'm not going to sit here and defend him just because I'm not cheering. Are they so blind to not know anything about why these people are booing? Now, I think maybe what this is that they're looking at this from, they only believe they're booing him from a football standpoint. Because remember, this is the same Browns fan base that had the mannequin with the towel over its crotch at the tailgate lot for the first game of Deshaun Watson. Yeah. That were like, doesn't matter, he's our guy now. And really, those boos are coming from a football standpoint of Browns fans.
I will say, though, there was a I have a lot of friends in Cleveland, weirdly enough, who the first thing I texted a bunch of them, and they have told me that the majority of fans there did not want Deshaun Watson there in the first place because of all of the stuff in Houston. And then when he got the guaranteed deal, and then when he sucked on top of it, it was just more reasons. But they told me that the majority of Browns fans did not want Deshaun Watson. You saw the outliers of, like, remember the guy who brought his kid with the signs? Mm-hmm. That was nasty stuff. Yep. Like, and we're always going to remember the outliers, the ones that are just, and those people got absolutely bludgeoned for it. I do think that for the most part, Browns fans didn't want anything to do with him, but I think the exacerbation of how bad he has been on top of everything else and all the money.
Yep.
A little reminder here, the Cleveland Browns are the only team in the NFL have yet to score 20 points this season.
Yeah.
In a game.
Golly.
That's a shame.
You hate to see it.
Boy, the Browns have
took all of that goodwill and pissed it away, and now they're trying to build a new billion-dollar stadium.
What goodwill? They haven't built up any goodwill. They've just continued to squander it away.
Unless we're talking about a physical goodwill building next to the stadium.
Yeah. Like, come on. Just spare me this Deshaun Watson's a great guy.
Oh, God, yeah.
BS.
Yeah, we don't need to go down
Jameis,
that road.
Jameis, I'm grateful to serve him. Yeah. Shut up.
Pray for him. Like, even Deion Sanders came out with a big old prayers up hands. Pray for Deshaun. What are we doing here?
No.
What are we doing here?
It's all very, very weird.